We're learning Shmir Saloshin and Shara Zechira, Perek Tes Vav. The topic of discussion, Vayuvayar Goydel Avoyin HaMachloikis, the Goydel Anshoy, the Gamshal Deizeh, Balishar Avoynes Chamurin. We're going to discuss today the tremendous chait, the Avoyin of Machloikis, and the tremendous punishment. And that through this, it comes to other avoinos chamurin, terrible avers. I think the starting point is to look at the word machlekes. Now this is not where we just finished having a machlekes and learning. That's not what we're talking about. If you look at the word machlekes, the shayrish ches lamed kuf, is a chelik, is a portion, is a part. Yeah, I see you like this.
No, it might be.
Well, yes, that's exactly where I'm heading. So we know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos discusses this machlekes l'shem shemayim, machlekes shelo l'shem shemayim. The starting point here is the shorish of the word. Now, of course, when a person's learning in Torah, so the goal is to clarify the topic at hand. So when someone challenges and asks a question, it's Shem Shemayim. He wants to understand, what is the Gemara, what is the Chumash, what is the Pasuk talking to teach us? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Svarim tell us one of the major sources for Machlekes is Gaiva, is arrogance. And as we'll see today, we'll touch on this topic a little, with Korach, Ba'adoso, with Korach, where Korach felt, I deserve something that I'm not getting. Gaiva, kast, are synonymous, arrogance and anger. If a person is a shofel, if he's a humble person, so if someone offends him, or someone accidentally steps on his foot, so he doesn't blow a fuse. But if he feels, how could you have done that to me? Don't you know who I am? So right away, he's harboring some resentment. It comes from Gaiva. Now Gaiva, if we continue drawing this line, Gaiva is the opposite of Emunah in Hashem. The Kas and Gaiva, the Kas is the opposite of Emunah in Hashem. When the person comes to Kas, he's saying that Hashem is not in charge of this world. Why is that so? Because if something transpires, something just takes place. I'd like to give an example where, let's say a person forgets to close the cabinet door. Someone forgets to close the cabinet door. Someone picks up his head and he bangs his head in the corner of that door. It's very painful. I was a recipient of this in the past. Okay? It's very painful. Now, what's the first thing that runs through a person's mind? One of the first things is, who didn't close that cabinet door? Right? Who didn't close it? Then when the person realizes, he sees something on the wall in his house, and it's a reflection of himself, it's called the mirror. And he realizes, wait a minute, I'm the one who forgot to close it. So what happens immediately, he cools down. Then he thinks what kind of tippish he was. If he's not closing it, then he's banged his own head. What happens if he would have thought, you know what, it was someone else who left it open? He would not have cooled down as much. Until when? Until he's able to let off that steam. How could you? Klutz, this, that, whatever words he would have chosen. If a person is able to be on the Madrega, which we have to strive for, and this is what I'm talking to myself, to strive for this, where Hashem's the one who runs the world. So, yes, we have to make sure we close the cabinets for others and for ourselves. But just like if I realize I'm the one who left it open, so I'm not going to be so upset anymore. Well, it's just that it's hard to be very upset at yourself. It's much easier to be upset at someone else. So, too, this is what we're saying here, kas, anger, and gaiva, are the antithesis midos of emunah. They are the opposite of emunah. Let's begin. V'hinei mikol ma'asherachnu ad koi, everything we've discussed until now, b'goydel ha'oynesh shaloshen hara ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba, with the tremendous punishment that awaits a person for speaking lashon hara in this world and the next. Nuchal lahavin kama yesh li sirachik mi'oven ha'machlekes. We can understand how much a person has to distance himself from the avoin of machlekes. Ki mavad ha'avoin ha'atzmi shu avon plili. Besides for the actual chayt itself, which is a tremendously bad aveira, a sin, kasher nevar, as we will explain, oid hu siva atzuma lovay al adei zeh lekama avoinus chamurin, is also the source. The machlekes is the source of kama avoinus, of many avoinus, very severe aveiros. Sometimes I get questions, halacha questions. Sometimes the question is being asked, I don't want to say this incorrectly, not such an important question. What do I mean it's not such an important question? In the big scheme of this person who's asking this question, his way of life, it so doesn't make a difference really in life, in his life. But he's asking this little question. I'm calling it a little question. I'll give you an example. Imagine a person smokes a pack of cigarettes a day. In the morning. And a pack in the afternoon. And then he goes over. Imagine this. It's a ridiculous question. He goes over to the rabbi. Rabbi, you know, I don't know, the person who sits next to me in shul, he's a smoker. Secondhand smoke kills more than firsthand smoke. That's what I read. Maybe you could speak to him. I don't want him to sit next to me anymore. Because I'm breathing in the secondhand smoke. Like, it's a little ridiculous, right? I don't know if there's anything true to what I'm saying. I'm just giving an example. Like, hello, buddy, you smoke two packs a day. Maybe you should take care of that first before you're concerned about, you know, the 45 minutes or whatever it is, 20 minutes you're sitting next to this person that has secondhand smoke. Chavos Chaim here is telling us that we have to realize in life there are isuri deraisa, there are isuri derabanan, there are wrong hanhagos. Here we're talking about avoinus chamurin, not just an aveira, not just an avon. Avoinus chamurin, dahinu l'sinas chinam. Machlekes can bring to sinas chinam, which is the number one reason why there's no Beis Hamikdash today. No Beis Hamikdash is synonymous with the tzaris we have in this world. Whether it's tzaris locally, Rachman al-Tzlan, or it's tzaris Rachman al-Tzlan in Eretz Yisrael, the number one reason is sinas chinam. The lashon hara, urechilus, vikas, vaynas devarim. And what is vaynas devarim? Vaynas devarim is hurting people's words. So there's a good way to prevent that. Why? No offense, but right? No offense, but now, a few years ago, one of my children got this into the system. We explained to my child, my wife and I, that. Apparently picked it up from some friends, whatever it is, you know. That's not a heter to say what you want to say. No, but I said no offense. But it is offensive. Einoz Devarim. The Gemara in Baman Siyah, Naftan Test, tells us Einoz Devarim is worse than Einoz Mammon. To hurt a person with words is worse than to steal his money. To cheat him with money. V'halbanis panim, machlekes can bring to embarrassing people, which we know Chazal tell us, halbanis panim is ein lechelik leilam haba. He has no share in the world to come, and the question has to be asked: ein lechelik leilam haba. Does it say anywhere about a person who kills somebody ein lechelik leilam haba? If it does, please show me, because I don't think it says anywhere. I know it doesn't say anywhere. Why? There are different reasons. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yoina, I think I heard this from Rabbi Revda Zatzal, I believe I did, he explains that when a person kills, if a person kills somebody, he sees in front of him the tragedy of what he did. He has remorse, he has guilt, he does tshuva. By halbanas panim, hamal b'nei chaveira, ein l'chelik lo'ilam haba, because he figures, what's the big deal? Just a few words. Well, why is his face brighter than a red tomato? Well, he got a sunburn. The person will not realize the extent of his aveira. He will not do tshuva. So yes, if a person would do tshuva, if he embarrasses somebody, whatever the tshuva he'll have to do from another time, he also can have a chelik olam haba. The Mishnah is telling us that normally speaking, the person doesn't realize how bad his chet was, so he won't come to do tshuva. If he kills somebody, if someone kills somebody, they realize it took away a life, they'll do tshuva on it. What's the big deal? Just a few words. And especially in the society, in the world we live in, where a person becomes famous, whether he's the actor or the movie star, whatever it might be in that world, because he can knock someone and they press the laugh button on the computer and everybody's laughing because he put someone else down. That's the world we live in. That's the society. That's when the people, these comedians are famous for knocking someone else. So it gets into the air, into the society that creeps into our world. Then we have nekima, netira, revenge, uklolois, and then cursing. Klol shalchinam, ulkapeach, parnasosoi, chavei, parnasos, chaveri, and to delve into a person's parnasa, take away his parnasa, because of machlekes. Upavim gam lechilu Hashem, chasa shalom. And the ultimate chait of Chil Hashem. And the source of all this is Machlaikis, my Chil Hashem, and is Shavoine Godul Ad Mo'id. As we started with discussing Avoinis Chamurus. Vigamotsoi Lova Yaldeze, Il Issachanufo, Shabazem Moshech Lov Anoshim Machlokosoi. And through Machlaikis, he could come to the Issa of Chanufo, flattery. That he brings other people, he draws them into his machlokes as well. As we find by Korach, as Chazal tells us in the pasuk, the pasuk in Tehillim, with flattery and mockery, for the sake of some cake, he clenched his teeth at me. What is this referred to? B'meshe hechnifu l'koyrach. Shinasa lahem ugois. Chorak aleim sar shal gehenem shinof. How did Korach flatter them? Good, crispy. I like the crispy chocolate cookies. Chocolate chip cookies that are like, not the moist ones, the crunchy ones. So he got the best chocolate chip cookies around. He gave out some Boston cream pie. He gave out some good, not just like, you know, the Tuesday sponge cake from the Shalashuddis. Okay? You know, you're having coffee and like, oh, you see some sponge cake and you pick it up. You know, it's not sure if it's a sponge cake or a rock cake. What? We're talking about good old cake. So Chazal telling us because of Korach flattered these people and wined and dined them. Flattering them to bring him over to his side. The Sar Shel Gehenim. He clenched his teeth against them. And he said, they're mine. V'gam ba yedei machlegis l'dei litzonus. Comes to, machlegis brings to litzonus. Cynicism, to scoff at other people. It's loitzeitz al atzad shekinegdai. To mock the other opposing side, and to continue to bring more people to the group of people doing a virus. V'choze ha'yisohan ha'gosoy shel ba'al machlekes ha'rishoyin. Who was the ba'al machlekes ha'rishoyin? This was all after Kairach. Imagine as a little child. And you hear about Moshe Rabbeinu. And you never learn the parasha of Korach. And you hear how Moshe Rabbeinu, his parents are the Gdolei Hador, Amram, and Yocheved, Baslevi. And he was going, he was saved in Mitzrayim, he ran away, and it was a Midyan, Hashem chose him to save Klal Yisrael. He doesn't want to go do it, he's a tremendous Anov. Hashem says, Anov Anivas, go do it. He takes Klal Yisrael out. Person gets older, and he learns about a parasha of Korach. He never learned about Korach, just a mashal. The person is amazed. How can someone have the audacity to stand up and rebel against the man who spoke to Hashem? Pe el pe adarabai. I will speak. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, like we're speaking to each other. And there was a human being who felt, Moshe, it's not right, making a mistake. Doesn't make sense. What he did, what Korach did, was similar to what Amalek did. Amalek were the first people to fight against Klal Yisrael. Amalek showed the rest of the world they can be attacked. Yes, Hashem destroyed Mitzrayim, but his people can still be attacked. As the Medrash tells us, he cooled off the Sambatya, the burning, the hot bath. He had one Belial, one Tippish, one fool that jumps in. He burned himself. He scalded himself. But nonetheless, he cooled off the waters for everyone else. Korach opened the doorway, the gates, for Machlokas to exist, where the Rabbanim, the Gedolei Yisrael, will say something, and then you'll have people say, what do they know? What are they? They're busy with who knows what. They don't know the real world. They don't know what's going on for real. What do they know? Korach opened the doors for such a machlekes. Kedisa ben medrash rabba parshas Korach. V'yaduo oynish leitzonu shetchilosa yisurun v'soyvi kliya k'moish omru chazal. Now we know that the punishment of leitzonus starts with suffering and ends with total destruction. I want to share with you a story before we end for today, and we'll continue with Perek Tesvav Mitzvah Hashem on Monday. I don't want to get into too many details, but basically, there was a situation that happened many years ago, over a decade, where a person literally, for halachic purposes, he spoke up when there was a lack of halacha being taking place in a certain kashrus place. Spoke to the rabbanim about it. Eventually he lost his job because of it. He was the one who lost his job when he was trying to, after a while, to make sure that the mistakes were being fixed and they weren't. And then a major problem took place. The one who helped take care of the halacha correctly was then shunned by other people when they were the ones who were doing the wrong thing. Because they came out as looking like the guilty party, which they were. We'll call him Reuven. Reuven was the one who went to the Rabbanim to tell them there are halachic problems taking place with this kashrus. Some time passed, and Reuven went once and approached. I don't know if it's in person, I don't remember, or on the phone, and try to make amends with this other individual who was in charge of overseeing this kashrus, and he felt he wasn't doing the right job, which he wasn't, and he brought other rabbanim in. Shimon, we'll call Shimon, here in this case, Reuven's a good person, by the way. Okay, so he ends off the week on a good note. Shimon does not respond to Reuven. Reuven gets a cold response. No, nothing to talk about. Years go by, literally years go by. Reuven sees Shimon from a distance. Reuven gives me a call. Says to me, I see Shimon. I want to go say hello to him. I want to try to make peace. Now, once again, Reuven was the one who did the right thing. There were halachic mistakes taking place, which can affect a lot of halachas. But he's still the one who wants to take the step forward to make peace. But he says to me, last time I tried it, nothing to talk about, didn't work out. He says to me, what should I do? I said, I want to suggest that you go and try again. But before you go, you say a tefillah. And you dive into Hashem, and you ask Hashem that you just siyat Shmaya to make peace with this person. Where did I get such mindset from? Reb Brevda Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Reb Shlomo Brevda would always say, you always say a tefillah. Always dive into Hashem. Every step of the way. You need the light to stay green, to turn green? Dive in. You need the car to turn on in the morning? You put the key in. Not after it doesn't start. Oh, Hashem, please tell me the AAA should come right away. Hashem, right? Always talk to Hashem. Always diving to Hashem. So I got a phone call back a little while later. And Reuven tells me, Baruch Hashem, they spoke. And they made peace. And Shalom Beinehem. And Reuven said that at the time, the first time he approached Shimon, Shimon said it was too early. Even though Shimon was wrong, but he was viewed by the other Rabbanim as the guilty party. Shimon felt Reuven did something wrong. So Shimon felt like he wasn't able to make peace at that time. Years passed, time heals, and there was no machlekes anymore. So, just to end our Shabbos, entering Shabbos, the power of tefillah, Shabbos is makar brachas, the source of all brachas, and we should only have shalom in Klal Yisrael.